Extensive structural damage is said to be the reason the buildings are coming down. Among them is the Star Pavilion, which Dan Brown, superintendent at Gulf Islands National Seashore, says is drawing everyone's attention.
This past fall, a routine inspection detected extensive termite damage. We've done numerous evaluations to come up with costs for repair or replacement, and the cost analysis indicated it was best just to remove it.
The pavilion was on the beach when Hurricane Ivan raised it in 2004. It was rebuilt in the middle of a nearby parking lot, and that's where the silver lining of its demolition lies for visitors.
We have significant parking shortages over there on a regular basis during peak weekends, so when we take it down, we'll just pave over and stripe that section, and it'll add 39 parking spaces. We have two other very large pavilions over there to meet the need of picnickers.
And it's not just the buildings targeted in the makeover. Another issue to be addressed is sand that's building up at park pavilions and damaging boardwalks.
Being out there on a barrier island, the sand is constantly moving, and anytime you have a structure, it tends to create changes in the wind patterns and eddies and so forth and builds up dunes, oftentimes right next to the structures. We've actually got some pretty large dunes in between the restroom building and the pavilions and the boardwalks.
Aesthetically, that may look pleasing, but the region's famous sugar white sands also carry the potential for damage.
The sand holds moisture, and so it exacerbates wood rot and so forth. So we've been working with Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and they're actually going to work with us and assist us to help remove the sand from around many of our facilities, from around the boardwalks that access the beach and the picnic pavilions and the restrooms and so forth.
An assessment of crossover boardwalks has led to the decision to replace five of them and repair another four.
Some of those have deteriorated to the point where they can no longer be repaired. It's not a matter of just replacing a few boards. Some of them that can be repaired, we're in the process of repairing, and others we're going to completely remove and just create at road level walkways between the dunes to access the beach.
Gulf Islands has also been contacting local organizations to keep them posted on what's going on with the work. Superintendent Dan Brown says that's a common practice when changes are being considered and conducted at the park, especially involving the Star Pavilion.
Once the decision was made to remove it, we realized we really needed to reach out to folks. And I reached out to County Commissioner Doug Underhill and the Perdido Key Chamber. And it was important that we provide as much information as we could about why we thought that was the best course of action.
Heavy equipment has been brought in for the sand removal, with completion expected by the end of this month. Removing Star Pavilion will be a little more involved.
I think over the next week or so, we'll get Fish and Wildlife Service in to assist with moving the sand around the picnic pavilions and the restrooms. Actual removal of the Star Pavilion, it's larger than we can manage with our equipment, so we're going to be contracting that out. And it'll happen this spring, and we'll get it ready before the peak summer season.
While humans will benefit from the demolition and sand removal, the main goal is to limit their effects on the park's wildlife, sea turtles, shorebirds, and beach mice, among others. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.